From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You left us with a challenge last week. Would you repeat it for us again, please?
Yes, it came from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, take a common three-letter word, move each letter three places later in the alphabet. The resulting letters can be rearranged to spell a new word that is a synonym of the original. What words are these?
What are they?
The answers are fib and lie.
We had over 1,200 correct entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Brendan O'Keefe of Parkersburg, West Virginia. How you doing, Brendan?
Hello, Leanne. Very well, thank you.
And you have a delightful, is that a Kiwi accent?
Yes, I'm from New Zealand.
What do you do in Parkersburg, West Virginia?
I'm a research chemist working for Momentum Performance Materials.
Oh, my goodness. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
About 1 year.
A bit of a rookie, but I think you'll be all right if you solve this last week's challenge. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. Please meet Will. Will, meet Brendan. Let's play.
All right, Brendan. Every answer today is the name of an opera. You name the operas from their anagrams. For example, if I said moan, M-O-A-N, plus R, you would say Norma.
Okay.
All right.
How's your opera, Brendan?
I don't think I'm too strong on opera, but we'll see how I go.
All right.
Number one is coat, C-O-A-T, plus S.
Tosca.
Tosca. Excellent. Number two is fats, F-A-T-S, plus U.
Faust.
Faust is right. Next one is cream, C-R-E-A-M, plus N, as in Nancy.
Carmen
is right. Foiled, F-O-I-L-E-D, plus I.
Fidelio,
good. Who said he wasn't good at opera?
He really, I think he was faking us.
I'm good at anagrams.
Okay. Just as important. Relate, R-E-L-A-T-E, plus K. This is a name from classical Greek mythology.
Okay, I'm struggling with this one. Leanne,
me too. Electra.
Electra is it. Good. Try this one. Rotunda, R-O-T-U-N-D-A, plus T as in Thomas. It's an opera by Puccini. And it's a solid word, a name.
How you doing, Brendan?
Not so good on this one.
As
the anagrams get longer, it gets
do I get points off for bad pronunciation?
Go ahead.
Turandot.
Turandot, yeah.
Okay.
Try this one. Colored, C-O-L-O-R-E-D, plus Q. I'll give you a hint. It's by Rimsky-Korsakov. And the answer is three words.
Del something or other.
The title is in French.
Le.
Try le, L-E, yes.
Okay, so eliminate those.
Le coq.
Door.
That's it.
Door.
Le coq d'or. Excellent.
All right. That was a good team one, Brendan.
Thanks, man.
How about this? Fireside, F-I-R-E-S-I-D-E, plus G. Again, it's a solid name. It's by Wagner, and it's part of the Ring cycle. First letter is S, as in Sam.
And were he playing Las Vegas, would he have a partner named Roy?
Yes, he would.
Siegfried.
Siegfried is good.
Okay.
Thanks for the help.
My pleasure.
Your last one.
Oh, yes.
Is dog handlers. I was very proud of this one. Dog handlers,
yeah.
D-O-G-H-A-N-D-L-E-R-S, plus I.
Okay.
Once more, it's by Wagner, and I'll give you a hint. It's two words. The first word is a German article.
Das.
Yeah, it starts. Das is right, yes. And the second word is also the name of a brand of beer.
Well, that should make it easier.
Whoa, I'm totally confused now. Das Ring?
No, it's not Ring.
Rheingold.
There you go, Das Rheingold.
Rheingold.
Woo, man.
It's not bitter, not sweet. I only remember the slogan in the ads for a beer of the same name in New York, I'm afraid. Hey, you know, Brendan, you know what? I think we made a pretty good team here. You were on a roll at the beginning, and I was on a roll at the end.
Yeah, thanks for the help.
My pleasure. Now you know about opera. You did real well. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Wow, you deserve this, Brendan. Tell us what member station you listen to.
I'm a member of WVPG, and I also listen to WOUB in Athens, Ohio.
We do love that word, member. Brendan O'Keefe from Parkersburg, West Virginia. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle. Really needed you today.
Thank you. I had fun.
So did I. All right, Will, I feel like I should sing. What's the challenge for the next week? But I'm not going to.
Well, it's also opera related. Take the title Il Trovatore, Iltrovatore, by Verdi. Drop one letter. Rearrange the remaining 10 letters to spell two synonyms. What are they? So again, Il Trovatore, drop one letter, rearrange the remaining 10 letters to spell two words that are synonyms. What synonyms are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Now, that's a new address, and it should make the puzzle page easier to find. Once again, that's npr.org/puzzle. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition. Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leah.